And hello everyone, welcome to luluberry.com with Isabella Torrey. So our guest today is Shraddha, and we were just having a talk, and if you didn't know, I'm a kind of a psychic person. Well, I'm very psychic since I was a kid. I've been very psychic and intuitive. I'm a healer, and we were talking about relationships, and you know, it's very important for your health to have healthy relationships. But I started feeling or intuiting or psychic, whatever, that possibly this person that Shraddha was having a relationship with is a twin flame. And then she told me, yes, he started saying that we're here to make the planet better and our union. And well, I'll let her tell you a little bit more. Hey, Shraddha, say hi.
Hi, I thought she wasn't going to reveal my identity, but she just did. Anyhow,
moving on. Only the people in this town will know, but no one else.
People in this town, they already,
So don't say what town you're in.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, tell me what he was telling you when you were together.
He always talked about being, like, ever since the first time we were together, he said he knew straight away. He knew that I was the one he'd been waiting all his life for. And of course, I didn't believe it. I'm like, whatever. He probably says that to everyone, you know.
Yeah, who's gonna believe that? I wouldn't believe it. The guy told me, "Oh, you're the one I've been waiting for my whole life." Yeah, right, buddy. Exactly.
He didn't really say that verbally like that. And later he said, but I mean, I had a very clear feeling that I was going to see him again. I told him that.
You felt you were going to see him again?
I said, I've got to see you again. See, remember the Norah Jones song?
Oh, which one? Norah Jones.
I can't help myself. I've got to see you again. I can almost go there. I can't remember the rest of the lyrics.
She's such a good singer. You or Norah?
Norah.
So, okay, now, this guy, he was a Jehovah's Witness. He left his religion, and then he started traveling everywhere. Yeah. And so his travels, I guess, is what brought him to you in this small... out of the nowhere, I don't know where in the world we are. I can't believe it. People do not know this place exists. Village.
Anyhow.
Right? So, I mean, what are the chances?
Big chances. People come here from all over the world, but let's not talk about it anymore. Okay. But.
I totally ended up here accidentally.
Yeah. That's how it is. I ended up accidentally. Everyone comes here accidentally. That's the thing, but it's not an accident. It's not.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, now, you guys had a lot of sex.
Like, unbelievable. Like, I've never had experienced anything like that before in my life with anyone. And, I just felt like he was...
So that's the thing about a twin flame, is like the experience you have is like something you never have with someone else.
Right.
And you can't. No, that's just the way it is. Like, he's the only person you've had that kind of sexual relationship with before?
Yeah. I just thought he was a very sexual person, sexually oriented, you know. And considering he was blind, he didn't have many other ways to relate, you know, having conversation. He was kind of a shy person, and also very much into feeling himself and just being centered and grounded, and he was always feeling a lot of things through so many other sensory inputs, you know. Mm-hmm. So for him, physically relating was the main way of relating, you know. Mm-hmm. And you would meditate together always, and then obviously from there everything just unfolds, and just physically relating was our main way of the union, you know, full on union always. And yes, connecting hearts, minds, body.
What did he used to tell you?
He said always that we're, this is it, like, we're meant to be together. I was Mother Earth for him. Like, he had asked Mother Earth to be his lover, and then I was sent. And he believed in it, and he loved me, he respected me, like he was in a complete awe of me for so long until it started going down the hill in many different ways.
So he was in complete awe of you. And I think that's like one of the twin flame symptoms, is like one of the two twins is like in awe of the other person. Like, oh my God, this person is so amazing. And then, did you take that for granted, or?
I did, actually, because you see what happens is when you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to believe the other person's words also about yourself, you know, like if I don't have good enough self-esteem, whatever, respect, then I feel like he's just flattering me, you know, and then whatever he says is not going to really sink in anywhere. So no matter how many times he said or tried to make me feel a certain way, I'm like, whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess that's what happens. So then eventually, like, the person who's in awe of the other person is like, I mean, it's not like he was chasing you and then he ran.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm done with this. I can't take it anymore. This is not going anywhere. Or what was his response?
Exactly. No, he had like high hopes, dreams. He had like this ambition that we were going to travel the world together and go places and change everything. And, you know, there's going to be just major stuff happening around us just because we are together. That's all. And we'll be like really changing everything wherever we go. And he would point out those kind of things wherever we did go, few places that we did go to, you know, that's what he was always oriented towards, like to see what's happening, see, because we are here together, you and I, baby, you and I.
Oh, so what would happen when you go to these places?
People were in awe of us being together. People would just turn heads, look at us, and everybody said, you guys are made for each other, like, look at you. They would just, even in Tiruvannamalai, somebody would say, like, you are the, like, king and queen of Tiruvannamalai, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody saw us as made for each other.
Oh my God, you see, I told you, he's your twin flame. See, I was feeling it, I was just picking it up, and you met in a very spiritual place, and oh my God, yeah. So that is thing. God, it's true, when twin flames come together, I don't know why you said that. That's okay, that's the place you were visiting. So when twin flames come together, it's true, you don't have to do anything. Your combined energies, like your physical union, even if it's not harmonious as it can be, because, you know, it's a very challenging thing to do if you're not willing to grow up, is when you come together, your guys' energy, your guys', what am I talking about? It just influences everything around you to see, like, it uplifts the environment, it uplifts the planet. So people would tell you guys this. Oh my God, I knew it. You didn't tell me. See, I didn't know this before we started this conversation.
Everywhere we went, we go to Rishikesh and Mujit Satsang, and everybody's in just awe. Like, I've been to these places on my own before. I never got the kind of response I got when we were together. Anywhere you go, it's like doors just open up, things happen, just unfold. You're just welcomed in royal ways, you know.
Like, oh my God, that is such a twin flame. You see, okay, this is what people don't understand. When you're with your twin flame, it's like you don't have to do anything, because prosperity, harmony, all that, or not harmony, but prosperity all comes to you, and people are happy when you're coming, and all this other stuff I don't know about. But there is challenges also with coming together. And so your twin flame, he ran. Where did he run to?
He just realized he was struggling energetically to be with me, and I wasn't in the same space as he was, probably, with regards to our relationship.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was completely sure that this is what he wanted, and he probably felt like I wasn't right quite there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually started feeling like I was disrespectful of him, in the sense that just not being as convinced as he was, you know. Uh-huh. Not, I hadn't bought in the whole idea of the twin flame and changing the world and blah blah blah.
So why do you feel you didn't want to be a twin flame and change the world?
I don't know. I really don't know, because maybe, like I said, I don't really understand these things. I was still just relaying my experiences and his whatever concepts I picked up along the way, you know, and maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I just don't know. I've got this just like a lot of us strong mind that also tries to just kind of, it's like a disruptive mind, you know. It can just, it's like a prickly mind that doesn't want to always just keep going in this one flow of harmony and synergy. It creates, you know, like self whatever destructive.
You have a disruptive mind.
Yeah.
So you don't always want to stay in the harmonious flow.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, that's a good point. So yeah, like when we come together with our twin flame, or if we want to come together with our twin flame, it's, I just got a message. It's about being that sacred, harmonious union. And if you're in a space where you don't want to ascend and get over this ego-driven way of being in the world, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. He was all about ascension. He just talked about ascension every day. I'm like, where are you going to go to? Well, what ascension? You know, like this is when you talk a little bit. You can get a conceptual, very, very mentally conceptualized Advaita non-duality stuff can happen to anyone easily here, you know. And I don't know what was going on with me, but I was like, there's nowhere to go. Where are you going to ascend to? You know, this is what I was like, anti-ascension in a way, you could say that, you know. Like, what the fuck, you are here now, where do you want to go?
And how do you feel now?
Yeah, of course.
You're still anti-ascension?
It's not exactly like that. I wouldn't call it like that. Of course, we have stuff that clearing is good. Okay. We got stories and burdens, baggages, whatever you want to call it. Dropping is not always happening as easily as one would like. And it can happen. It can happen. It has happened. But we tend to pick up stuff over and over and over and fucking over. The covers keep coming. You remember, forget, remember, forget. This is the whole game every day, every fucking moment going on all the time. Uh-huh. So that's the experience that I'm more... that's me. I don't know about ascension so much, but this is my process. So my vocabulary is that way and not you.
Okay, so like whenever we're having like, okay, so obviously for your boyfriend, he probably felt like, okay, my twin flame, Shraddha, just doesn't want to be my twin flame.
Yeah, I'm sure he felt that way, because I used to read Ramana Maharshi's books to him every day, in and out, you know, even though he wasn't so much into it, but he finally started getting into it when he realized there's just truth and beauty, and this is it, basically, you know. And I was just so flowing in it, like so much devotion. I read it, and I'm just like, I'm gone, there's nothing else to do.
Okay, so obviously you both are on a spiritual path, or you're on your spiritual path, but it's a little bit, like,
different flavors to it.
You know? You have a lot of different flavors, and I don't know, maybe like more parties than he does.
Parties?
Yeah.
Socializing. Yeah, totally. He was not so much social before we got together, but after we were together for those 2.5 years, there was just incredible socializing happening in his life.
Uh-huh.
For me, I was pretty much used to it. Well, the last few years of my life have been like that. But yeah, for him it was a little bit too much, because he's not a people person, plus being blind doesn't help to relate to someone, you know?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
And he became blind, like, at late
15 years ago.
Like at 32 years old?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we don't know why he became blind after he left Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, he says he was attacked by some energy that was following him. And after he left Jehovah's Witness, he was like partying a lot. And there was some, you know, a lot of partying and drugs and things happened, alcohol, which everything that he didn't do before, because you know, anyone who knows about Jehovah's Witness, they know what life is like, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't really the sudden exposure to stuff like that can do stuff to people, you know, like you can go completely unbalanced, disoriented, whatever. And it was something like that. He was working hard, and then he was partying hard, and then he says some energy attacked him, basically.
Okay.
and then one day, like literally physically, doesn't really remember, he woke up a few days later in jail, blind.
What?
And there's a lot of stuff that happened in between, yeah.
So, all of a sudden, he woke up in jail and he was blind. Yeah, I mean, obviously the negative energies do not want twin flames to be together. Now, I'm saying this, and I hear myself saying this, and I'm like, God, this is so woo-woo.
Yeah, you didn't meet me that time, though. We just met, like, 2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago.
But from my own experience, I know, like, things like this happen. Not that, I'm not saying I was attacked in Orange County. But I had, like, met someone, and I didn't. And I thought, oh wow, this person is amazing. I was like that. And then like a month later or 2 months after meeting them, I was like almost like in a bomb. Like I escaped the bomb. Like I came to India and then I was in Pune and there was a bomb. Three bombs went off in a German bakery. And I was going to be there with my friend, but we went to another place. And they didn't give us our chai in time. They took 30 minutes to bring us our chai in this empty cafe. So when we were going to have our chai and go back to the German bakery. So if we would have got our chai on time, you know, in India, you just say chai and it's there in 1 second, right? They took 20 freaking minutes to bring us our chai. And right when they put the chai on our table in this empty cafe, right when they put the chai, actually gave me my chai on my table, the bombs went off in the German bakery and everything got blown up. And the night before, I was feeling so scared. Like, I was so scared. I was like, why am I feeling extremely scared? I'm so scared. Okay, it's just my imagination. Positive thoughts. And the next morning, I didn't want to go to that side of town, but I had some project I was working on, and so I went, and then, yeah. So, yeah, twin flames got it kind of hard, I think, sometimes. They do, because there's a twin flame, there's two twin flames on YouTube, and their life before they got together was so freaking hard. It was hard. And when they got together, you know, it was just hanging out, and then they started ascending. They started clearing their egos, and they went through a lot of arguing. They argued a lot, and so... Yeah. So, did you guys argue
a lot? Same. We were just hanging out all the time. And then this ascending thing that, of course, he was talking about. And then I would feel like we're just floating, like just having so much relaxed time I'd never had before, you know. Just joy, just happiness, just love, you know. And then there comes a point where the personality clashes start to happen and you want to counter each other and you want to correct each other or question, you put them on the spot and... La la la, all the flavors start to come out and everything did happen, sure enough. He was more forgiving and giving than I was, but I just got used to that, you know. I just kept taking advantage of that and he was more just let go. But there would come a time when he would just dig his heels in and say, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, eventually I'll come around. But it was like the first time I really had a real relationship, I felt like, you know.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, yeah, that's what this twin flame couple on YouTube went through, and tell me more.
Just that.
I mean, you were so lucky.
Yeah, I did feel it was lucky. It was lucky till it lasted. It's just that it became so much more difficult to be able to stay together, you know. Mm-hmm. And we tried really hard, actually. And I didn't even want to, but it's just that he's blind. I mean, I care for him, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's got no one, like really no one, not no family really, you know, who's really there for him apart from this one cousin sister in U.S., you know. And mm-hmm. then it's like And even though we tried all of that when he went back, and then he was with the brother, and then he was with this cousin, and then still he was like calling me every day, twice a day, and missing me, and like he really wanted to come back. I'm like, listen, you want to come back, you come back for yourself and for Tiruvannamalai and for India to want to be here, not just to want to be with me, because I'm not sure I am as convinced as you are about this. But we'll see.
You saw how you guys, when you walked, you were like royalty. That isn't convincing?
Yeah, I guess to an extent, to one level, at one level it does, and it probably matters. It's just that I wasn't really sure that's what I was after.
It's not about being after that, it's just about that's what it is.
Right.
He's your like one and only true love. Like, there's not going to be any other guy like that.
Yeah, but I just don't know if it matters to me that much, you know?
Okay, so you don't want a relationship?
I do, of course. I want to
be... Oh, you don't want to be with your... You don't care about being with your twin flame.
Ah, that's interesting. I really haven't thought about it. But I, like I said, I don't really understand this twin flame business so much. So I'm just saying, because we're talking about it, and it seems like maybe I have some information to give about this. Maybe, since he was talking about it all the time. And like talking about Hancock, for example. Have you seen Hancock, the movie?
Hancock?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
Will Smith and what's her name? Ah, wow.
Oh, that Mexican?
Charlize Theron and Will Smith. You know, you can fly. They both are like superhumans.
Oh.
And they are twin flames, but they just can't live together. They're not supposed. They get weaker and weaker as the closer they come to each other. So
that's not a twin flame, I think.
They have to be far away. So that was our experience towards the end. Like, we couldn't be together. We just like things are just not working out. We cannot function. We can't. It just things are just crumbling, falling apart. We are falling apart psychologically, mentally, physically. Like, health is getting ruined and this and that. And it's like we have to stay away from each other. Even energetically, you can feel like I can't touch him. Sometimes I feel like I'm not supposed to touch this body. You just stay away. Like, what the? You can't stay. One bed, you can't sleep. One separate room, separate beds, this, that, everything. All sorts of strange stuff was happening that you can't stay together.
That's a twin flame. That means... Okay, that's weird. I mean, who says... I've never heard anyone say this. Like, there's some weird energy field around you and I gotta stay away from you.
I couldn't touch him. The moment I touch him, I start feeling sweaty all over my body. I'm like, I'm supposed to keep off. Like, hey... I was like, what is going on? Tell me what is going on. I can't tell.
It's like superpowers.
That's why he said Hancock.
Oh, you see? How do I guess this? I never saw Hancock. It's like superpowers. Exactly. Twin flames come together. Your whole world becomes in the fifth dimension. You are going into the fifth dimension.
This is what I said all the time.
Who said?
Him.
This guy?
Yeah.
You see? And that's a good thing. The problem is that your ego is saying no. And the ego is illusion. The ego is not spiritual, sacred. The ego is a troublemaker. Just in case there's troublemakers out there listening. Your ego is a troublemaker. And I don't want to be a troublemaker.
I didn't know what to make of it. I'd never experienced anything like that, you know? And I had no... like way of relating to this, no reference point, no experience, no past, whatever.
You see, that was my experience too. It's like I had no idea what was going on, but I knew in my intuition, in my heart, that this was a good thing. But I'm not the one who ran. I don't know. So I held on for too long and I just gave up.
He always wanted to travel, and I wanted to stay here where I am, and that was the main.
Okay, so here's the other thing with twin flames I've noticed is that there comes a point where they have to be leaving their family, and that's probably hard for everyone, or it just happens that the universe says, you know, you have to let your family go a little bit, and you know, you're from an Indian background. And so that's really hard for you to do, right? You would never do that.
It's not about family, no. This place is my home.
Okay.
My family's not here. They are in another state.
Okay, so...
My sister happened to be here much later. I brought her here because we both felt, me and him, my ex, we both felt like it would be good for her because she was going through something.
Okay.
And this place being the spiritual place that it is, that would be good for her, and it is. Sure enough, it's really good for her. But I'm not here for my sister. I'm here because this is it.
Your place.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your place. And that's great. And he wants to travel, which you're not into. Okay, great. So, like... in twin flame relationships, I've noticed he all of a sudden had this falling out with his religion, his family, he left everything, and that's what was the impetus to bring him to finally meet you,
mm-hmm.
his twin.
Mm-hmm. He was told by, he did some channeling with somebody he used to do this, you know, time to time, and he was told to come to India. He was told to come and live in an ashram.
Really?
He was asked, yeah, we have the recording of that whole thing.
Okay, so then he got guidance from the physical because he had no idea where to go. Like me, I would have never came to India. I would never knew about India. I would have never gone to the Middle East unless I was asked. Last year, I went to the Middle East, and I would have never gone. That was like...
You met him?
Well, no, but... Well, it's a complicated story.
All right. We'll get to
that some point. So, but yeah, and it all makes sense now. Like, when I had my, like, ascension a long time ago, then it was like, August, like 2001, everything opened up a lot for me. But, and then they attacked, like, a certain group of people, which would probably make me stay away from that certain group of people, but I'm not that kind of person to stay away from a particular group of people. Like, I accept everyone, you know? I don't know, it's a difficult situation in the U.S. There's a lot of, like, racism in the U.S. that, you know, you just have to, like, play along, cause, or something, I don't know. But, yeah, I accept, you know, I'm not... Arabs are my friends. Indians are my friends. Polish are my friends. Germans are my friends. I am a friend. I'm a friend for everyone. You know? And that's also a twin flame sign. When you're everyone's friend.
That's me too.
Excuse me?
That's me too. Like, I'm just saying, that's me too. I've got friends from every walk of
life.
You're
everyone's friend. And that's why we are here as twin flames, to show the world how to be in unity. How to... not have this division between us. There is no division between us in the spiritual world. Okay? In the spiritual world, right now we're 3D, and our ego's 3D, and our ego is all separate, separate, separate. You know, I don't like the way you dress. I don't like this person. I don't like poor people. I don't like rich people. None of that. Like, for me, I have rich friends, I have poor friends, I have middle friends.
Same with me. Like, all sorts, yeah. I've got gay friends, lesbian friends, I've got whatever you call them friends, you know.
Yeah, I got gay friends, I got lesbian friends, but I'm not a lesbian.
I'm not either.
Doesn't mean I don't like them, but I'm not a lesbian. So, yeah, so it's like, this is what a twin flame is here to represent. This... like, embrace this, like, compassion or openness to everyone. You know, everyone is our friend. Yeah. Or you are everyone's friend. If nobody's your friend, that's okay. Like, if no one's my friend, I'm still everyone's friend.
Yeah. Same. And he appreciated this the most about me, that I was just there, out there, available to everyone and open, you know. Uh-huh. That's exactly what he really, really, really... because he couldn't be like that.
To miss your message.
He couldn't be as social as I was, so he really appreciated that my social skills, so to speak, in his eyes. Like, wow, like, you are rocking, baby. He was like, you are the soul of the party. You are shining. You are just, like, you know, party.
Well, he's so nice. He told you such nice stuff.
Always. Yeah, always did. But, yeah, you know, there comes a time when it changes. But
okay, yeah. So what happens sometimes with twin flames is that we also have to acknowledge, like, the beauty inside ourselves. We have to acknowledge that we're worth being loved. And when we can't acknowledge that, you know what, I'm worthy of being loved, then it's hard to be in that union because your twin flame loves you.
Yeah.
But you have to hear it from them too, I think. if your twin flame doesn't say anything, then your twin flame told you he loved you, obviously.
Of course, all the time.
And did you tell him you love him?
I did. I mean,
this doesn't sound convincing. Oh my god, so bad. Did you tell him or no?
Of course I did. It's just like I'm trying to remember what was the difference. There was a little difference there, which I felt like that, like as if like I'm not sure, you know. But that surety can be just me not sure about not being sure about anything. About anything in life generally, because I'm just not sure of myself, you see. That's what and that wasn't about him, it's always about me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a healer, and I'm hearing this, and naturally, like, my healing just happens spontaneously. So maybe this session will, this podcast session, this live session with the whole of humanity, whoever listens to it, will help. He's obviously feeling it over there, and you know. I don't know if you ever want to be with him again. Maybe not.
I think we're done with each other.
You're done?
We did whatever we meant to. It's run its course. Probably. But we'll see. I'm not.
Yeah, so she thinks they're done. And it's sad.
Because
as a twin flame, like, your mission is not done until you die. And if you're not spreading, if you're not like together, like so everyone can see a model example of unity, like a model example of beauty, just being together in that presence. Like you said, when you'd walk in the room, you both walk in the room, heads would turn. And that's because you're an example of true love. And it's that unconditional love.
There was something that was just so...
So now the rest of us are not going to be able to see that because you guys are going to be separate.
I can show you pictures.
Oh, gee, thanks. Just Facebook the pictures. Okay, so the way for twin flames to like have physical harmonious union is there's this exercise that I forget her name. But she does a program called The Work. And what she teaches...
Katie
Byron?
Byron, yeah.
Yeah.
Byron, Katie.
Yeah, so she says, what you do is you say, oh God, my twin flame is being such a jerk. And he's like disrespecting me. And he's treating me like a third class citizen. And so you take all that and you say, okay, am I being a jerk to myself? Am I treating myself like a third class citizen? Am I just... an idiot or whatever, you know. You say, am I that? And then if there's truth to that, you say, okay, I have to love that part of myself that is being a jerk to myself. I have to love that part of myself that is treating myself like a third class citizen. And, you know, you have to love those parts of yourself. And realize it's you, it's not them, because your twin flame is just a mirror of you. And when you can do that, then you can be in physical harmonious union. And the other thing is you have to both want to be in physical harmonious union. Sounds to me like your guy totally want to be in physical harmonious union, obviously. But you are not so sure. So then he would have to say is, okay, my twin flame doesn't want to be in physical harmonious union with me. Obviously, he's going to be devastated.
He was severely devastated. He's been, because I said over and over again I wasn't sure, and that really hurt him. But I don't know how to say different. If this is, you know, I tried for 2.5 months. We lived together 2.5 years. I'm sorry. And towards the end, it was just very clear to me, I'm not sure. So what am I, I still stayed and stayed and stayed and stayed until it became so clear to both of us that it's, yeah, we go separate.
Okay, so maybe you're just mirroring him not being in union with himself. So he would have to say is, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
What did he say?
He needs to find his twin flame within himself. Like, he's Shiva and Shakti. He's male and female within him. He has to be one with that first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you'll change. But all of a sudden...
Somebody.
Then all of a sudden, you, if you're his twin flame, will be like, oh, okay, I want to see him. I want to be with him. Or you guys will run into each other. No? Okay, so what if he called you up today and said, hey, I want to come say hi.
What would you get?
Come if you want. I mean, you know, say hi. We'll say hi, yeah, sure.
Would you kiss him?
No.
No?
I don't think so. It kind of feels strange right now to just even think about it, so I don't know.
Would you hang out with him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably. We'll hang out. I'm sure we will hang out. And we talk. No, but there's so much to talk. I mean, there's so much to share that can be done anyhow, regardless of being in those roles that we were in before, as lovers, life partners, or whatever. There is sharing to be done, and I believe sometimes it's already being done, even though he's far away, thousands of miles away from here, you know.
That's interesting. That's a twin flame thing. Like, sharing does happen, even though there's distance, because distance is an illusion. And with twin flames, you guys, yeah, there's always something to talk about. Like, you guys could, I think twin flames is a full-time job. So that's why, like, the universe just supports everything you guys do. Like, financially, everything is supported for you. Protection, you guys are, like, twin flames are protected. Like, majorly protected when they're together. Yeah, because nothing can hurt a twin flame union. And that's why it's,
But then it seems like there were times when it was just, it was hurting just to be together, both of us.
Yeah, that's the ego.
Okay, well, it seems like it's becoming more and more and more difficult to stay together, like...
So then probably what happened was some core blocks came up and core issues. And so, like, the twin flames on YouTube, when they got together, it was rough the first year. And they had a... They had someone facilitate their union, like help them. They would meet. They didn't do it alone. You have to have someone help you, like someone who knows about this. You have to have someone who knows about this who can help guide you through the process of physical harmonious union. And things are always going to come up, but your twin flame, if you're with your twin flame and things come up and you guys are together, it's like beautiful, you know? And even like, I think 2 or 3 years later, the guy in the union with his twin flame started having problems with his family, and he's like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose my family. And you know, and they were making like lots of money, life was good, they were in harmonious union, but 3 years down the line something came up, big issue. You're clearing out like lifetimes and lifetimes of issues.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he used to say, that we're just clinging. Every time we had a major fight, in the end, he was just like, okay, baby, you know what? This is really good. I'm still so happy that we're doing this together and we're bringing this shit up in each other and we're dealing with it and facing it and you're still being together. And that's the plan. That's the agenda. That's how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to unfold. And it's perfect. It's perfect the way it's happening.
That's beautiful, yeah. And also because when you guys clear those issues in you, it helps clear those issues for every single being on this planet.
Exactly what he said.
And this is not just twin flame woo-woo stuff. This is according to Kabbalah. Okay? In Kabbalah, we are all one. We are all connected by the tiny spark in our heart, which is not our physical heart or our third eye. It's another one. We have a lot of hearts. So... we are connected whether we like it or not. That's why if I improve something in myself here, do you know how many people I come in contact that I see they improve it in themselves? If you're like a twin flame and you improve something in yourself and you're in a physical union with your twin flame and you both do this, everyone gets uplifted like instantly. People don't know what's going on. It's just like all of a sudden.
But it's the same thing, even if you're just sitting around alone in a cave or wherever meditating, you are already doing the same thing. You're changing.
No, because the twin flame, that energy that you were talking about, it's accelerated. It's not like,
it's like tantra.
It's like tantra, you know, it's like accelerated, like, it's like, you could sit in the cave for 10 years, or you could be with your twin flame for a year.
Depends if you believe in time and space and everything, and how much you're affected by it, and how much you really, you know, invested in it, you know, then acceleration matters or not, or it's just instantaneous, whatever you do, it's just right there.
Yeah, that's true. So, what else? I guess we're going at 39 minutes here, and
better wrap up.
47 seconds. So, anything, any last thing you want to say? Like,
I don't really know, because I'm actually, strangely enough, I feel to say, well, I'm in love.
Do you feel you grew in the relationship with him?
I probably did, but then I have ruined all of the other relationships before. That's why I'm so afraid to now get into something else, something new, where I feel like I am. I do feel, I feel so much love for this someone right now, and I'm afraid to get to start something serious, go get serious, like deep, and I really don't. This fear, you know, this fear. What's it gonna be? What am I gonna? What?
So now you have someone else you're interested in.
I feel like I am, yeah, in love.
You're in love
again.
Again.
Like actually, really in love after a long time. You know?
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it's just infatuation. I don't know. Time will tell what it is.
You think maybe it's infatuation?
It could be.
Because I don't know if people can hear you.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. Because sometimes you get fascinated by people and you think it's love, and I really don't know what this is. So we'll see.
Interesting. Well, there is no thing that happens by accident. And if someone came on your path and said, twin flame, then to any of you out there, then you're probably a twin flame. I think the success rate is pretty low for twin flames coming into union, physical union. And I think, I don't know, there's some people say everyone has a twin flame. Some say there's only like 200,000 twin flames or 144,000 twin flames. I tend to think there's only 144,000 twin flames.
That's what he said.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
You know, all this is like similar background to an American.
Okay, this is interesting. Well, I only learned about twin flame last year. Like, I had no idea what it was before. Like, I didn't know it existed. I didn't believe in soulmates at all. I never believed in soulmates. But something happened last year that this twin flame thing came up in my life, and I was like, oh my god, that's what this is. What is this? And I... twin flame is only looking for that one person.
But you don't even know who that person is. It's, if you could be like projecting on each one, every time you meet somebody, you're like, probably this, probably that, probably, you know, this one, okay, well, so far nothing happened, but now this one, okay. But it's like almost like tiring. It's like waiting for something or someone that, I don't know. Yeah, of course we are, we have, I'm not saying I don't have that notion. I've had it ever since young age, like childhood, or whatever you call it, teenage years, when you think there is the one, that one, you know, that you're longing for. You don't even know who the fuck, you know, it could be just you yourself looking for your, you, this one, right here.
Well, yeah, no, that's true, but twin flames came to Earth for a reason, and they have to be in physical union. Harmonious physical union. There's a whole, something else behind it, that we have free will, like you do, we have free will to say, you know what, I don't want to be with my twin flame. But, yeah, there is a longing. Twin flames long for each other.
Yeah, and right now I long. My longing is not for that one. So
the twin flame crazy guy. Now it's for someone else.
Yeah, there is a longing. There is a longing for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's your twin. I don't know. Maybe this other guy was a false twin flame.
He laid the ground for and gave me some understanding of what it could be, and maybe it functioned from there now.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Everyone, have a nice day. Remember to visit Luluberry, LuluberriL.com for the healthiest relationship you'll ever have, the relationship with you. And That's it.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Shraddha. Thank you so much.
I hope it's worth anything. Something.
It was. So, I'm having a conversation here. I'm not going to say with you. He's not going to talk. But we're having a conversation about why guys who are talking to women will just go and say, oh, you know what? You're like so skinny. You need to gain weight so you can get married. Or, oh, you know what? I can tell your energy's like this. Or, oh, you know what? This is the stupidest comments about women and how they are. Women don't want to hear your stupid comments. So, my friend, who's an insightful Zen master.
Nothing.
Yeah. He said that these men are all wankers because they get a kick out of like telling women how they should be. Because
let's call it the cock block complex.
Okay. So they have a cock block complex. Meaning what? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but you know, people can read between the lines and figure out what it means for themselves.
It means they have their SRS. So women have PMS, right? Premenstrual syndrome. And men have SRS, sperm retention syndrome.
Wow.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
So these guys, you know, guys, you know, you have nothing to say about women. If guys would just leave women and little girls alone, they grow up and they blossom very naturally and beautifully on their own. But guys screw them up with all their stupid comments. So the next time a guy tells me I have a white hair,
do not be that.
I'm gonna tell him, well, go dye your hair because it's like
too
much.
Comes through one ear and goes through the other. No identification.
Yeah, but who wants to talk with those kind of guys?
So don't spend time with them. Very simple. Who wants to
talk? I don't.
That's it.
But why do these guys think women want to talk to them?
I don't know. I don't know about them. I can talk.
Tell me how do they? What do you mean they're wankers?
Well, I mean, I have been a wanker for a long time, and I know that when I want to get one up on a woman in an egoistic way, then I would say something that really gets at her somehow, you know, with the, what is that called? I have some axe to grind, and therefore I have some...
Why would you want to have one up on a woman?
I don't know. It's an ego thing, you know. It is not anymore about dating and redating. It's the age of predating that we are in, perhaps. It's all a predatory, animalistic kind of mode that people operate from. You know, when you're caught up in the body-mind idea, that you're a body-mind idea, and I'm a body, and you're a body-mind. And then I'm coming from a completely body-mind perspective, standpoint, when I'm perceiving you. And therefore, I'm always judging you in mutual exclusivities because I'm programmed and conditioned to perceive in mutual exclusivities. And I'm constantly judging you and looking at you because it's a world of appearances. It's a culture of make-believe. Fuck. You know, Uncle Sam is the biggest propagator of the culture of make-believe. Well, I must go off the record when I say that. I hope Trump doesn't hear me saying this.
Don't worry, your identity is totally not showing up on this.
So the premium I pay is for this is the size of my ego. Wait, I'm not finished.
Okay.
The premium I pay is for the size of my ego. The bigger the ego, the bigger the logo, mate. So as a young man, I'm conditioned to have all these ego perceptions about myself. Because I have an impressionable mind and media is constantly goading me to behave one way or the other. So thanks to watching all these Tamil movies and how stereotypes of men and what is bravado and all that, the way Tamil movies...
Bravado, it's all, yeah, that bravado, what the heck.
So
bravado is not sexy anymore.
Well, I love that word, yeah. So that's a four-letter word.
So wait a second, you said, let me backtrack here, because you said a mouthful. Okay, so you like that?
Chock-a-block, a mouth full of chocolate. Life is a box of chocolates.
You know what you're gonna get. Wait. So you said that they are coming men who are doing this. They're trying to have one up on women.
Wait a second.
Because they are insecure and they feel threatened by women's nature.
No, it's basically a war of sexes. Very simple.
It's a war of sexes?
It's a war of egos. It's a war of identities. Ramana says, as long as name and form exists, suffering exists.
As long as name and form exists, suffering exists.
So I'm man.
So men are like so extremely like immersed and oozing ego. They're egomaniacs. And that's why they bully women, or that's why they...
No, that's a blanket statement now. Not all men.
Like make off offhanded.
I'm saying some men.
No, I'm all generalizing.
I'm all about perjury. That the testimony you're about.
They make offhanded comments.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
They make offhanded comments about women, the way she looks, to have one up on her and
one upmanship. Yes, that's
and then
word.
Like
you
that's a way
baby.
Of controlling her,
perhaps,
in a way.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
Yeah, I saw an article about this. It's called bullying.
I mean, what about songs like Blow My Whistle, you know, all this double entendre. Huh?
Did you know that? 76
no, what does it mean when the singer says, Blow
76?
My whistle, baby.
I don't know what that means. 76% of women online get stalked.
A whistleblower.
Get
Sorry?
Stalked.
What stalks?
Stalked or bullied online. 76% of online women users.
That's statistics.
That's a lot.
Statistics.
That's almost 100%. 25% short of 100. he's got an amazing laugh.
Statistics now, or is it about satisfaction or?
Okay, so tell me this: are you still a wanker?
I'm completely flabbergasted by your question. You know.
Okay.
And. I'm sort of having a jerky response to that, therefore, since...
But he ain't saying it, because he knows better.
Since you blew my mind, you know, that was a complete blow job for that matter, a mind-blowing job.
Yeah, you know, I have met some guys who are like... some guys, they can be, like, respectable-looking and charming, and then they'll just make a James Bond comment that's really condescending and chauvinistic.
So we have to look into ourselves, really, Uma, beloved... So it is all about...
And it's such a turnoff.
It is all about...
So not sexy.
It's all about dissolving all these mirrors within ourselves somehow. To know that all these people that we meet every day are our own mirrors manifesting in one way or the other. And if you cannot resolve it, dissolve it. Because you are the world, you know. And the world comes and ends in you. And you are an ocean inside a drop of dew, Uma lovely. And you're all the universes in this thin sack of blood. Therefore, fuck all this... mutual, you know, whatever dichotomy or duality or whatever the fuck that is, and just be the universe that you are.
We don't have minors.
I love Isabel. She's my Belle. Love you.
Oh, thank you. Everyone does. No, I'm just kidding. So that is today's talk. Chai Talk with Anonymous.
ChaiTalk.com, baby. There's no .com about this. There's only .com.
Okay. This guy's a poet. And over and out. I hope all of you have an amazing day.
I'm fucking hilarious, people.
Don't let your kids listen to this at home. Bye-bye.
You like it?
No, I don't like that, but my finger, I smashed my finger.
What happened?